everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right. Hi, guys, and welcome back to another new episode of Couch Talks. My name is Kat, and I'm the host here at Union Therapy, and I'm excited that you guys tuned in. I always want to say tuned in. You're not tuning in. You're streaming. Tuning in sounds better. Anyway, we're not going to go down that road today. For those of you that are new, Couch Talks is the special Q&A episode of Union Therapy where I answer questions that you guys send in to me at Catherine@UnionTherapyPodcast.com. So if you have a question, feedback, a statement, just something you want me to talk about, send it over there. You can also follow me on Instagram at Kat.Defada and for just the podcast stuff at Union Therapy Podcast. Also, we have a website with some cute merch if you want to check that out too, UnionTherapyPodcast.com. Man, it is a rainy day, very rainy day, which makes me want to curl up on my couch and watch continuous episodes of A Million Little Things. If you guys have not watched that show, I mean, it is the perfect rainy day show because I cry every episode. I don't know why I feel like I need to cry when it's raining, but I do. Anyway, I just wanted you guys to know what the weather was today, I guess. Not really the point of what we're going to be talking about. I have two questions and two things I want to remind you guys. One, this is not therapy. This is just a therapist who is talking about things and answering questions that you guys sent to me. But this is not therapy. And so I do encourage you guys to, if that is a thing that's available to you and you have the resources for that, to go and seek that out. Can't really be a virtual podcast therapist. It's not a thing. It would be kind of dangerous. Also, I always keep the questions anonymous just because I think that it's for the best. So I don't say who writes these. And we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the questions. We got two today and they're two straight from my inbox. Thought I would get back to that. And here they are. Here's the first one. First off, your podcast is a lifesaver. I love every topic you present and I want to be your friend. I probably want to be your friend too. Just need to say that. Okay, I'll jump right in. I'm struggling with feeling like I'm a halfway Christian. I want so badly to be the perfect Christian, but I know that I am consciously choosing to sin or disobey God every day. Backstory, I'm living with my boyfriend of almost 3 years, and while, yes, this is my choice, it was definitely not easy or something I took lightly. I have to think that I'm not the only person in this sort of situation where I know I'm not doing the, in quotes, right thing in God's eyes. But I'm also not choosing to stop or change my ways at this time. I feel like no one in the Christian world talks about this. It feels very all or nothing or perfect or nothing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this touchy subject. Thanks so much for always being real and sharing all your knowledge. So I like this question. And you guys know I am a Christian as well. I think that faith and religion and spirituality are very personal things. So I do not like to put any of my beliefs on any of y'all. I have my beliefs and they guide me in my life. That doesn't mean that you have to live by that at all. But I am going to still try to answer this and just talk about this because it's a big one. I think you're right. You're definitely not the only person who feels this way. I think a lot of people feel this, but not as many people talk about it. And again, when it comes to faith communities, some of them can be pretty judgy. And in a world where I'm trying my best to live outside of the black and white, right or wrong area, it seems to be laden with very much good versus bad. I think you're really right on the target with that. Faith, religion, spirituality, like I said, are just so deeply personal in my eyes. And it's never going to be my job, nor do I want it to be my job, to tell or decide if someone is doing something right or wrong, good or bad. Besides the fact that it's a personal thing and like that's not my place and I don't want that job, there are way too many factors that come into play around living with a partner that I think are there other than what has been the main issue in my opinion in the past or in my life. I think a lot of this has to do with sex and living together, which this is an assumption on my part. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm totally making an assumption of the world based on my experiences. But the funny thing is when it comes to like that is not living together doesn't mean couples aren't sleeping together, and living together doesn't mean that they are. I just think that's very interesting to me that just because somebody's doing something, then we're making an assumption or not doing something, then we're going to make an assumption on top of that of something else when like we don't really know. Also, none of our business. And part of me wants to say, who freaking cares? But also, that's not the professional thing to say or helpful when I talk about this. Maybe it is helpful to throw that out there that like, really, why do we care so much about what other people are thinking and believing about us? I think to this question, it's really an inward struggle of like, I'm struggling because I think this is wrong. I would really wonder of like, do you think this is wrong based on what you believe about what you're doing? Or is it what you have been taught to believe? Or is it around what other people believe? You know, I was having a conversation with a client somewhat recently, and we weren't talking about faith. We were talking about something else, but basically about how she knows one thing to be true, but because society as a whole thinks something else, she lives out of what society thinks versus what she thinks, which is so frustrating. So frustrating. And so this might be another experience of something like that. And going back to what I was saying is there are so many reasons that living together is a good idea. And there's so many reasons and factors that would say it isn't a good idea based on an individual couple's needs, desires, lifestyles, finances, health, etc. Like so many things. We can't boil this down to, well, we can, but I would encourage us not to boil this down to a simple, well, the Bible says this or that. Again, I try not to put too much of my stuff, but all my feelings are coming out on this. So I just want you to take them all with a grain of salt. The Bible was written a really long time ago. And I still, as a Christian, think it's a very valid book and I respect it so much. But the way we live now is different. The world is different. And it's totally okay if you do want to live in a world where you're boiling it down to the Bible says. But what I guess I'm just saying is you don't have to. I'm offering you the ability to not have to do that. What would be really interesting for the person who wrote this or anybody who's struggling with this to look into and dive into is what about living up to the societal Christian standards is important to you? What keeps you pulled toward thinking XYZ is right and XYZ is wrong? What are your fears? And what would happen if those fears came true? And when it comes down to it, faith really can be scary because it is such an unknown thing. It's faith because we're choosing to believe that we don't have the answers. Having strong faith means that we admit that we do not know. And if we don't have all the answers and we don't know, we can't live in a black and white world or a right and wrong world. We can really only live in the world that feels the most right and true based on us, our stuff, and what we are choosing to believe, what we want to take and what we want to leave. So what I'm really saying is like, you get to choose what makes you a good versus bad Christian. There's no such thing as the perfect Christian. Nobody is that. I wonder if there's another word we can use of maybe not even good versus bad Christian. I don't even like that. Don't cut that out because I want you guys to hear me like transitioning the fact that I don't like it. But what if there is a different word, an authentic, like authentic Christian? You can be an authentic Christian and not do everything perfectly because that's not possible. I don't know, some food for thought.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
All right, second question. Hi, Catherine. I am curious what your thoughts are on the idea of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I've always struggled with this. It even makes me uncomfortable when people say that they wouldn't change going through a traumatic experience because it made them stronger. Am I weak because I disagree with this? Then I read a post that said something along the lines of, I didn't need to be strong, I needed to be a kid. And it really resonated with me so deeply. But if I have learned anything, it's just because something resonates with you, it doesn't mean that it's right or healthy. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. Oh my gosh. Whoever wrote this question, I love you so much. And honestly, I wanted to read this and I wanted to answer it because I just wanted to read your question. I think it says so much. It's just so good. And I will say I'm not 100% for or against this saying, but here we go back to the idea I was just talking about. I try to stay out of black and white thinking. And so I'm trying to stay away from saying that this is all right or all wrong. I believe that this saying is allowed to be something that you take or leave. It can be so damaging or hurtful to say to someone when it comes to certain experiences in their past. And it can be really helpful for someone to hear that to make sense and meaning out of their experiences. Now, it is also really easy to get hurt or offended these days on the internet because, again, we have so much content out there to digest. And it seems like everything that is posted is meant for or at everyone. And it is not. It is meant for whoever wants to accept and take it. And if it's something that doesn't fit with you, keep scrolling, keep going. You don't have to lean into that. That is one reason that I can't really, nor do I want to, give advice on here. I can't form opinions and offer them about someone else's life to someone when I really don't know what is going on in or around your life. If I were to do that, my advice could be really damaging. Like if we go back to the question above, if I just told her what to do, move out or stay there, get over it or whatever, I'm not taking into account all of the things that are going on in her life, what her family thinks, what her relationships with her family are, why she even moved in, why she's really questioning herself, what her support system is like, what her faith means to her. I mean, there's so much. So I am not going to do that, nor do I want to do that. I can only speak for me on here and in my life and how this phrase feels to me. And what I would say is that there are times when I could have heard this phrase and I would have wanted to just punch someone in the face. And I mean that I wouldn't actually punch them, but the figure of speech, you know? And there are times when I would have said that to myself with a very grateful heart. Like I would have told myself that. Now, I don't believe it to be 100% true all the time. I don't think that every hard thing necessarily makes us stronger. It does bring us opportunity, but we make the choice to grow and find the strength that we have within ourselves and build upon it. I am a big believer, and I've talked about this a lot, in the fact that our valley moments are things that allow us to build the ability to climb to the mountaintop parts of our lives and feel those moments. And I do believe that some of the worst moments bring us to our best. I do believe that. But this is not all or nothing, remember? And I also wish it was different for me at a lot of times. So there is carefulness that is needed when talking about this stuff, because I wish that my valley moments could have been different. You know, like I'm super grateful for the human I am and what I've learned through my hard times. But very often I really wish that the road was different and I'm allowed to be grateful for the growth without being grateful for the thing that made me grow or the thing that forced me to grow. And that gets to be true for anybody. Like you are allowed to be grateful for the growth without being grateful for the thing that forced you or allowed you to grow, you know? And I think that that saying isn't telling you that you have to be grateful, but it is saying, like what I hear in it a lot of times is, yeah, I became more rooted in the power of the human that I am through this experience. And that feels very good to know. So I love what you said. I'm so glad that that email was so exciting for me to get, because I was like, heck yeah, girl, I'm with you in this. And I think it's something that needs to be talked about. So thank you for that. And thank you for creating a little space of a 5-minute convo for us here. And with that, Couch Talks is a wrap. I hope you guys are having the Wednesday that you need to have today. And I am so excited to talk to you guys on Monday. If you haven't heard, we are in May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's kind of hard to do a mental health awareness targeted podcast on a podcast that's all about mental health awareness. But I just wanted to put that out there. I have some things up my sleeve that I want to talk about this month that I think will be helpful and just fun for me to talk about. So happy Mental Health Awareness Month, and go forth, do the things that you need to do. Don't do the things that you don't need to do. And I love you guys. Talk to you on Monday.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.